living God, the Word in you, amen, making itself real. So it's about that living God, that holy God, coming and willing to come and sit in you. Amen. The living God, the Word, trying to make itself flesh in you. So before that holy God come and dwells in you, there must be a cleaning. Amen. Because we are born in sin. We are born in iniquity. The Holy God can't come from His holiness straight to live in a filthy man. There must be a cleaning that must be done first before He can come to dwell. Amen? So, when Jesus referred to being born of water, today we are not speaking about spirit. It will come. But being born of water, He mentioned water. Why? Because the water has that ability of cleaning you first before anything can be done. Because you are dirty, you can't be used the way you are. So you must be born of water, which means the water of the Word must come and clean you first. Are we together? The water must come first in you and clean you, because that living holy God is making His way to come and dwell in you. So, the prophet in the sermon, Future Home, he says this, because we are speaking about birth, the prophet refers it always to the natural birth, to make it clear for us. Because when it goes from things we know, it's simpler for us to understand the spiritual aspect of it. He says, notice, in the natural birth, when a woman gives birth to a baby, in the natural, the first thing that happens is the breaking of water. Amen? Then blood, and then the spirit. So if Jesus was talking about being born and of water, He was typing the natural birth. Every birth starts with water. Amen? It's first water that comes, then blood, then the spirit. So He says, and now, when a baby is born into the kingdom of God, he comes the same way. Water, blood, and spirit. Are we together? So, being born of water, what does it really mean to us? What does it mean in your spiritual experience? When a baby is born, it's the breaking of water that comes. The water means that a life is in a way of coming on earth. A baby is being born on earth. Amen? The water in your spiritual experience, it cleans you to prepare you for your entering into the kingdom, for the living God to come and dwell in you. The prophet said, water baptism, because we need to make things clear. We don't want to leave you in confusion. Most of the time we'll go on one side and emphasize on the spiritual side of things and leave you, you know, confused in the natural aspect of things. Because we need to put the scripture correctly where they belong to. Water baptism, because someone may say, okay, if it's only spiritual, so what's the importance of water baptism? So some even may just throw away. We know some have happened to throw away water baptism because they say, no, it's spiritual. It's spiritual birth. It's the birth of water is not as natural water and so on. But the prophet put things very perfectly, and we need to understand it the way the prophet puts it. He said, what is the importance of water baptism? Because we know that God is working in you both sides, naturally and spiritually. Amen. Outwardly and inwardly. You can't tell us that you have met God. You can't tell us that spiritually you are saved when outwardly we can't see a change in you. Amen. There is a spiritual aspect. There is a natural aspect. God is working in your soul, but the testimony that we see is outwardly what God is doing. The change that's happening in you is the same thing with that water, that cleansing of the water inside. Because when God takes you, He preaches you His word, that word starts cleaning you. That word starts washing you, removing every filth, every dirt, everything. The water of the Spirit starts cleaning you, washing you. But outwardly, Jesus wants to show, the Bible wanted you to see, to show outwardly that spiritual work is being done inside. That one comes, the water baptism. The prophet says, now the first step is repentance towards God. When you come to God, the first step is repentance. And then follow after that is water baptism. Repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. See, water baptism follows, showing that repentance was genuine. Amen. You come into the water to testify that something is being done inside. I'm going through a cleaning process. And that spiritual cleaning process, I'm showing it outwardly that I'm going into the water. There's a cleaning being done in me. Amen? Is it clear enough?
Amen.
The prophet says, to show that repentance was genuine, to remit our past sins, that has nothing to do with future sins. It only remits. Repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. For what? Remission, taking away of past sins. Just your sin that has been chopped off. You can't repent for what Adam done. You never done it. Adam did, you didn't. You just get forgiveness for what you have done. But the old nature is still there. Amen? That water you go in, even that cleaning of the water that goes inside of you, it just cleans you for your past sins. Amen? It just removes your past sins. That's why, you see, every time that someone came to Jesus with, you know, perfect faith, with true belief, with sincerity, the first thing Jesus would tell him was, your sins are forgiven. Amen? Your sins, remember in John 7:48, that woman that came to wash Jesus' feet. She realized that Jesus is somewhere. She realized that the forgiveness of my sin, my salvation, is sitting in that Pharisee's house. She realized her sin, because the Bible says that woman was a sinner. She went and she knew that eternal life sits there. So I need to go and make things clear, make things fix my life with the source of eternal life. She went and started crying, repenting of her past sins. She was crying because of her dirty life. She cried. When Jesus realized that this woman, she is sincere, this woman, she has real faith, He looked at her and said, your sins are forgiven. So the woman came in contact with the water of life. And that water, the first thing the water does is to clean the person of her sin. So when you receive the word, when you repent sincerely and come to the Lord, Peter said, be baptized for the remission of your sins. The water, the first thing, it doesn't mean you are saved for sin. The Bible says the forgiveness of your sin. It means you were a sinner, you have accumulated a lot of dust along the way. But when you come to confess, when you come to accept the word, which is typed by the water you go into, it shows that that water, spiritual water, will clean you for your past mistakes, will remit all your past sins, but it doesn't mean you are immune for your future sins yet. It's a process. The first step in the process is water baptism, or the cleaning of the water. We need to make it very clear, because you can go, as we were saying last week, you can go into the water, but if there's no that spiritual aspect of the cleaning happening in your soul, you'll go in a dry sinner and come out a wet sinner. But it must be both sides. Inwardly, God is cleaning you and forgive you of your sin, and outwardly you are showing, you are giving a public testimony that something is happening. The prophet says, when you are asked or you are forgiven of your sins, you've only done this, taken that away. But the thing that made you do it is still here. That's the old root of evil. It's still there. So being born of water is good. But we will see in the Bible, God types, I don't know how to put it, God types his word with many different things. In one aspect, you'll see that the water is the word of God. In another aspect, you'll see the blood is the word of God. In another aspect, you'll see that oil is the word of God. In another aspect, you'll see the oil is the Holy Spirit. Amen. So that's why you need to put this thing properly, to understand exactly what Jesus meant by saying being born of water and spirit. The first step is being cleaned by the water, as you said. But that cleaning of the water, the first stages of the word in you is remit your sins, but doesn't save you yet. You are not saved yet, because you can stop there and say, okay, I believe the word, I'm forgiven of my sins, I'm a saint. But the prophet, when he was preaching the future home, he drew two pictures, two circles. He showed in one of the circles there was a snake inside, showing your soul. In the other, the snake was taken away. When he was talking about water baptism, he was showing in the heart that the snake was in. He said, it cleans you, but the snake is still there. He's still moving his tail. He's still biting you. Sin is still there. But God has to deal with sin. But before he deals completely with sin, he has to clean you. You must be acceptable before him. Sorry. Now, to close, the prophet says, a man can repent of his sin and is still thinking about it. And maybe he's an immoral man. Every immoral looking woman will find that thing is still there. Maybe he was a drunkard. Every time he smells a drink, that thing is still there. So it's very important to realize these principles, because many times the devil will come and try to trick you, try to stop you on your spiritual work based on these things. You come because of you didn't receive a good teaching. The devil, because of that feeling of comfort you get when you receive the forgiveness of your sins, the devil come and make you think that you are saved. That the job is done. My sins were forgiven. I was in the water. I came out of the... I confessed the name of the Lord Jesus. And the Bible said, believe in the Lord Jesus, you'll be saved. That's a portion of the scripture. But it's a process. But the devil will come and tell you, you see, you have been baptized, you have confessed, but you're still looking after that woman. So you are not there. And it will discourage you. It will, you know, compromise your spiritual experience. But if you know exactly what you are in your process, if you know exactly what part of the game you are playing, you will have an answer to the devil. Amen. You'll have, but because him, he will come to show you, as I showed it once here. God is that great architect who is doing a construction work. In his mind, even if when you come and see a site full of dirt, full of mud, full of the ditches and everything, he knows that a stadium will be built here. In his mind, he sees the stadium and all the big players of international players playing in the stadium. In his mind is a finished work. You see King Pelé, you see, I don't know, Ronaldo, whoever, playing in that stadium. But us, human, as we pass, we see, oh, what a dirty land. What good can come out of here? But beside the land, you'll see many of the time they'll put a billboard with the finished work. They'll show you how it will look like when it's finished. You can be there condemning or whatever. Tell the devil, I'm just a construction site. Amen. Amen. I am a construction site. A construction site is one of the messiest places you can find. There's, diggers going this side. There is people shouting. There is the mud. There's this. That's a construction site. But it's just the proof. It's just an evidence that the job is being done. So if the devil come and show you your mistakes, tell him, I'm in the process. I've been cleaned. But now I will take the next step. The next step is still to come. Amen? So don't get distracted by the devil's tricks and tactics or whatever. We are following a process. We are the church of the living God. The prophet says, if a man saw a field of, I don't know, wheat, he comes and goes. The next morning, the next day, after two weeks, he comes with those wheat, whatever, the size in the field. If someone asks him, what is it? He will say, it's my field of wheat. Amen. He sees it as wheat completely finished. He sees it as his harvest because he knows that a job is being done. A job is in the making. Even though he doesn't have the grain of wheat yet, but he sees it as a finished work. He sees it as his field of wheat and is making even his margin, benefits and calculation and even signing contracts already with people to buy that wheat that doesn't exist yet. That's the stage we are in. We are working towards perfection, but we are not made perfect yet. So every one of us has got where he is in the process. Cleansing of the water. Next week we're gonna see, next time, I don't know when, we're gonna see about washing of the blood. Because water is the first stage. We spoke about the baby being born, water, blood, and spirit. Water is the remission of your sin, the forgiveness of your sin. But comes the next stage, which is the cleansing of the blood. And then you will receive the Holy Spirit. So it's a process, and just follow through the process, you'll get somewhere. Amen. God bless you. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you. Now take control, take these words that has been preached. put it and anchor it in your children's hearts. Let it become a comfort whenever the devil comes to show them their weaknesses. Let them point him to the finished work of Calvary. Let us not see what we are, but let us see ourselves as what you see us in your mind, O Lord. Bless us now as we partake of the fellowship in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. God bless you.